证明，我们来看那个民数记。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we will now read from the book of Numbers.
33 章。
Chapter 33.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以色列人
从
兰塞起行，安营在苏哥。从苏哥起行，安营在旷野边的以坦。从以坦起行，转到比哈西路，是在巴利喜分对面，就在密朵安营。从比哈西路对面起行，经过海中到苏尔旷野，又在以坦的旷野走了三天的路程，就安营在马拉。从马拉起行，来到了以林，以林有十谷水泉，七十棵棕树，就在那里安营。从以林起行，安营在红海边，从红海边起行，安营在逊的旷野。好，阿们，先到这里哈。
Let's stop at verse 11.
那现在走了几站了？
How many stops did they pass through?
安营安了几次
？How many times did they camp？
七嘛，啊。
Seven times。
好，那七当然，七这个数字我们喜欢嘛，是不是
？We all love number seven。
好，那现在来到第七站就是什么？逊的旷野。
We've come to the seventh stop, which is the wilderness of sin。
那一站一站走哈。
One stop after another。
那这个你可以把它当成个人的，也是，但是这是团体的。
You can look at this as individual journeys as well as a collective journey.
你看摩西五经哈，你把它分成两个大部分。
For example, you can divide the five books of Moses into two major parts.
第一部就是创世纪。
The first part is Genesis.
创世纪，你看，自从神选召亚伯拉罕之后。
In Genesis, ever since God called Abraham,
其实创世纪里面几乎都是单行，就是独行侠了。
In Genesis, we read mostly about the biographies of individuals.
都是记载一个人的故事。
They were stories of individuals.
偶尔有交集啦。
Occasionally, there were overlaps.
但是最主要还是都是记载个人的。
But they are mostly descriptions about individual.
可以从亚当啊，一直到约瑟。
And this happens. This applies to Adam all the way to Joseph.
我们每个人生命也是单独的。
Our lives are also individual ones.
顶多是伴着你走而已。
At most, people beside you can accompany you for a leg of the journey.
除了夫妻之外呢，几乎每个人都走自己路的。
Other than your spouse, most of us walk alone.
没有别你的路没有人能代替，那你也没有办法走别人走过的路，就是每个脚印都一样，百分之百合着，不可能呐。
No one can replace us on our journey, and neither can we walk the same journey, the journey of another person.
这就是创世纪。
And this is what the Genesis was about.
每个人该走自己该走的路。
Every individual must go complete his own journey.
起跟终是每个人都一致的
了。Everyone has a beginning and an end to his journey.
从属灵来讲，每个人都是神所选召。
And spiritually speaking, all of us have been called by God.
你看，世代人都一样，神他们。还没生下来，神就已经给他们一个功课了。
And the same was true for the four patriarchs, four generations of patriarchs. Even before they were born, God had already prepared their lessons.
那最后呢？
And in the end,
每个人都是一样，要归回列祖。
Every one of them must be gathered to his people.
那中间呢，就看你的个性了。
And as to the journey itself, it varies depending on the individual's personality.
常常你的个性决定你属灵的路，不是说世上的了哈。
Your personality can often determine your spiritual journey, and I'm not talking about things of this world.
啊，世上这些都会过去的。
The things of this world will pass away.
那那个从出埃及之后
，After the Exodus，
这是一个团体的。
It became a collective journey.
你独行侠没有用。
You cannot walk alone.
你是在整个的一个团队里面。
You must be part of the entire community.
到最后是这个团队怎么样，你就怎么样。
And whatever happens to you, the entire community will happen to you.
我们来看，那这整个的历程也从团队来看。
And we can also look at all of the entire journey from the perspective of the whole community.
刚出来都是旧人啊。
When they first left Egypt, they were all made of the old men.
这个旧人一定要在那个旷野里面锻炼过。更新过。
And this old man must be trained and disciplined and renewed in the wilderness.
那保罗在这之前我们没有谈到，我们来看一下那个哥林多前书第十章。
And something we did not look at previously, but we can look at now is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, chapter 10.
十章从第一节开始了哈。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
它是以古来喻今，从古来做一个类比。到现在
Paul cites examples from the ancient times as an example or an analogy for the present time.
他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们列祖，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。”
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
那第三节哈。
Three.
并且多吃了一样的灵食。
All ate the same spiritual food.
他就把旧约新约本都放在一起讲了。
Here Paul combines the Old Testament and the New.
哎，旧约他们有没有吃什么灵食啊
？In the Old Testament,
属灵的食物不是那个看电视吃的那个灵食。
Did they eat a literally spiritual food?
属灵的灵，属灵的食物啊。
Did they actually eat spiritual food?
他们都喝一样的灵水。
And it says that they all drank the same spiritual drink.
接下来就是说，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石啊。
Then it says, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them.
那磐石就是基督。
And that rock was Christ.
他把旧约已经纳入那个新约来解释了。
He had integrated the stories of the Old Testament into the New Testament hermeneutics.
你把摩如果摩西现在哎忽然出来，你问他说你们喝什么灵食啊？喝什么灵食啊？啊，灵水啊？喝什么？吃什么灵食啊？他说莫名其妙是什么东西、啊、
？If Moses were alive in Paul's days, and you asked Moses, did you what spiritual food did you eat and what spiritual drink?Did you drink? Moses would have no idea what he was talking about.
保罗是把那个教会整体性来看的。
But Paul was looking at this from the perspective of the entire church.
其实新约常常用这个不是释义，而是一个诠释。
This is not exegesis, but hermeneutics.
这不一样的哈。
They are different.
这好像我们有讲过嘛。
We've probably talked about this before.
我们常说的灵异就是 hermeneutic.
We often use a term spiritual meaning, and another equivalent term is hermeneutics.
所以我们有读过嘛？那个旧约有没有教会？
We've talked about this before. Was the church existent in the Old Testament?
没有啊。
No.
没有说旧约有教会，但是呢，司提凡在讲到被圣灵充满，他就讲在旷野中的什么？教会 Ecclesia.
However, when Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, he spoke about the church in the Old Testament, the Ecclesia.
那旧约的人吃了灵食，喝了灵水。
These people in the Old Testament ate the spiritual food and drank the spiritual drink.
我们看第五节啊。
Verse 5.
现在对我们是一个教训，一个些警戒哦。
Here we have an example and a warning for us.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人。
But with most of them, God was not well pleased.
神不是爱他们吗？
Didn't God love them?
神实在是太爱他们了。
God loved them so much.
他们第一天神就好像烙印一样把他背来，背着出来的。
From the first day, God had carried them to himself like an eagle carrying its young on its wing.
所以那个旷野路就是恩典路。
Therefore, the desert road is a path of grace.
但是背久了不长大不行哦。
But after a while, you cannot be carried all the time. You must grow up.
感谢神，我一想到这样就会笑出来，因为你们都长大了。
When I think about this, I laugh.
这个不是对你们讲的。
Because I'm already
我在讲圣经。
I'm talking to people who are already mature. But I'm just talking about the teaching in the Bible.
但是你看这里呢？神爱他们，爱每个人，背每个人出来哦。
God loved each of them and carried each of them to himself.
但是他们中间多半是神不喜欢。
But here it says, with most of them, God was not well pleased.
神爱他们，但是神不喜欢他们。
God loved them, but was not well pleased with them.
我们父母都爱小孩嘛。
As parents, we all love our children.
但是他做坏事，你就不喜欢他嘛。但是还是爱他，
when they do
bad, 奇妙的。
We are not pleased with them, but we still love them. So that is very interesting.
但如果他们不长大，
if they do not mature,
他们都倒闭了。
Because they did not mature, they were scattered in the wilderness.
第六节哈，
verse 6.
所以这些事都是我们的见解啊。
Now these things became our examples.
那算一算几个不要。
So, Sister Ku, can you go back and count how many times it says, let us not?
有没有？开始，你开始算了。如果你说你不算，你没有关系，叫你的你孩子们替你算。
If you don't like to count them, you can ask your children to count them.
好，不要，不要，不要，有没有？
Do not, do not, do not.
有几个不要？
How many times does it say do not?
好，我们来看最后一个。
Let's look at the last one.
第十个。第十节
verse 10,
你们也不要发怨言
nor complain,
像他们有发怨言的就被灭命的所灭了。
And some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
那第十一节
11,
他们遭遇这些事都是要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
我们现在是真的是末世的人。
We are indeed people upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以其实是来警戒我们的。
These are written really for our admonition.
我们在座的应该不是警戒你了， and 只是提醒一下而已，其实没有来的那些才是吧。
I believe this is not for people who are sitting here, but maybe for those who are not here.
好，那我们再看回来我们的他们的那个路程哈。
Let's go back to the journey of the Israelites.
那看回来我们出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
这个在这之前我们已经讲到了以琳哈。
We were talking about, we have covered Elim.
那个以色列的他们实在是刚刚我们看到的是那个怨言哈。
We saw how they complained, grumbled.
这是满路的怨言啊。
They grumbled all the way.
如果全部把它加起来的话，如果讲这个道有一点不忍心呐、啊、就是说那个旷野路怨言之路怨言路，这个讲道的人会很悲惨，就是。
We could have used the topic the desert road far away, a path of grumbling, but that's rather negative.
保罗最后那个不要不要最后一个不要什么不要发怨言。
Among the exhortations of Paul, among the many do nots, Paul's the last one is do not complain.
那这个怨言哈，你看他们在红海边就开始叫叫叫了。
Even when they reached the Red Sea, they had already started complaining.
怨言，如果从希伯来文来看哈。
If we look at the Hebrew word,
那个譬如说第十五章哈
in chapter 15,
我们有看过的，就是24节。
Verse 24.
怨言，他们发怨言。
Chapter 15, verse 24.
24节，他是那个什么。他们就发怨言，对不对？
The people complained against Moses.
来，我们看十六章。
Let's also look at verse chapter 16.
今天我们要看的就是他们来到了逊的旷野。
Today we will see the portion where they arrived at the wilderness of Sin.
好，我们看十六章第一节哈。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 1.
以色列全会众从以林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日。到了以林和西乃中间逊的旷野，在这里我们可以看到他们是团队的
，They were a community，
一起走的
，They journeyed together。
这条路一个人没有办法走
，This journey was not something one person could tread。
我们每个人的属灵生命可能自己要经过。
Each of us must go through our individual spiritual journey.
但是你在基督里面的是一起的。
But in Christ, we are all one.
教会很不好，你也好不了哪里去了。你试试看。
If the church is not doing well, you will not be any better off.
会吗
？Would you be?
你们可能都没有经历过，因为我们是太平洋教会，蛮太平的。
You probably haven't experienced this, but because you are in Pacifica Church, which is a very Pacific church.
我是讲真的，如果有教会乱起来了。
But suppose you are in a church that is full of turmoil.
你在安静，你在灵修再好，你也是受损伤。
Even if you are very spiritual.You will still suffer loss.
是不是？你的牙齿每一颗都是百分之百好的。
If each of your teeth is perfectly good.
就像刚百分之百好了。
If all your teeth are good.
但是如果你嘴巴痛了，我看你牙齿也好不了哪里去。
But if your mouth is hurting.I don't think you, as the one of the teeth, would not enjoy it.
那个以色列民现在呢是满月。
They have reached the second month. They have finished the first month.
对不对？他们是第二个月的十五日，他们走了多久了？他们第一个月是走嘛？现在第二个月的十五号，他们是一月十五号走的嘛？现在二月十五，刚刚满月，满月应该是不错的嘛？是不是？
They embarked on their journey on the 15th day of the first month, and now they have reached the 15th day of the second month, exactly 1 month later, and it should be something quite good.
以前的人满月有时候才会去报户口啦，因为怕说不满月死会死掉。有的还怎么样，活一年之后才报户口。
In ancient China, people's names were registered only when they were a month old because some infants die even before they reach the month.
好，以色列他们团队出来了，满月了啊。
And now the entire community of Israel had left Egypt for exactly a month.
他们来到哪里？
Where have they arrived?
逊的旷野。
The wilderness of Sin.
逊的旷野是在哪里？
Where is the wilderness of Sin?
在以林。
Between Elim,
以林有十二股水泉，七十棵棕树。
Where there are 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees.
实在是太享受了。
It was a place of luxury.
在旷野里面的这个是绿洲啊，实在是哪里找啊？
Where can you find such a good oasis in the wilderness?
那接下来要去西乃哦。
And Sinai.
西乃，上次我们有讲过，西乃是要死。上小学了，要进学校了。
As we mentioned before, Sinai represents the place where the person is supposed to start going to school.
这个进学校是从小学要上到大学
了，
上到你能够出来就可以工作了。
And this is from your elementary school training all the way to your college, to the point where you graduate and get a job.
这个西乃旷野这是一个 个转变。
The wilderness of sin was a transition.
上次我们也谈过，西乃之前跟之后是不一样的。
Mount Sinai is a transition, and we have talked about this before.
对不对？西乃之前你每次不高兴，每次哭，每次叫神都没有什么反应，就是给什么。
Before Mount Sinai, if you complained to God, if you cried to God, God would not say anything. He would just grant your wishes.
好，那我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
快要上小学了，快要进学校了，不一定是小学哈。
You are about to enter or start school.
那以色第二节，以色列全会众在旷野向摩西亚伦发怨言。
Verse 2, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
发怨言这个字，如果你去查希伯来文的话，哈
，If you look up this Hebrew word,
这个怨言其实你查这个字，你会发觉奇妙啊。
And if you look up this word, you will realize how miraculous or marvelous it is.
除了出埃及这个事件上面翻成怨言。
Only time is translated as complain is in the Exodus event.
也就是在旷野路上，这个字都翻成怨言了哈。
And only during the journey in the wilderness is this Hebrew word translated, complain.
其实这个字它本来是什么 lodge， 就是过夜了，住宿。
But this word actually, usually means lodge.
并且更多五十，这个字有出现八十几次，八十七次，有只有十七次翻成就是抱怨，也都是在旷野里面。
Out of the 80 sometimes this word happens in the Bible, occurs in the Bible, only 17 times is it translated complaint, and it is during the wilderness journey.
其他的都是过夜住宿过一夜。
And elsewhere is.Translated as lodge.
这个我们可以想想哦，抱怨跟住宿有关系啊，跟过夜有关系。
We can think about this. Complaining has something to do with lodging.
这个字源有时候是从 stop 来的。
The etymology.
抱怨源就是 stop， 不走了。
This word.
走不动了，电脑怎么当了？按怎么按都没办法。
Etymologically, this word originates from settling down and not moving forward, just like a computer crashed.
以色列民发怨言呐。
The Israelites complained against Moses.
你看，在这之前，这个之后，他们发怨都是谈到死啊，用死来。哦，要去死了，都是这样子，奇怪。
And whenever they complain, they always say we're gonna die, so they use death as a threat.
这好像古时候的乡下人一样，如果被欺负的太太都说我要去死了。
This is like the people in the countryside in the olden days. They would complain to their spouse, "I'm gonna die."
这个社会不流行这样子了。
But this is not trendy nowadays.
如果有人说，哎，我要去死啊，说好，你要去死，慢慢走啊。
Nowadays, if you say I'm gonna die, people may say, okay, goodbye.
那你去死，你已经倒的，你不，我看这样子，你已经垂过去，我才不死了，你先死啊，我看你死。
And you would say, I'm so mad at you, I'll make you die first.
他们说呢，巴不得我们早死在埃及啊。
Verse 3, oh that we had died by the,
在神的手下,
by the hand of the Lord in the land of
Egypt. 他们又想起他们那个埃及的肉锅了。
They recalled the pots of meat in Egypt.
然后吃得饱足。
And they ate bread to the full.
这个是事实吗?
Was it true?
这是想象啊。
It was all imaginary.
他们在那边不是做苦工做的半死并且呢哀求神吗?
And they were slaves, and they were half dead, and they were begging for God's mercy.
对不对？我的谢谢，人就是这样子。
But this is how human beings are.
他们是集体的。
They did this collectively.
然后呢，抱怨的就是摩西亚伦嘛。
And they complained against Moses and Aaron.
那你们将我们领出来，到这旷野，要叫全会众都饿死啊。
They said, for you have brought us out out into this wilderness to kill us, to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
两个死嘛。他们说，如果我们早死在埃及也不错，在神的手下落锅旁啊。
Twice they mentioned death. They said, it would have been better if we died by the hand of the Lord, because we would have been by the pots of meat.
那现在呢，把我们带来这里，让我们饿死，把我们杀死啊。
And now again, they said, you have brought us here to kill us with hunger.
如果你是摩西亚人，你怎么办？
What would you do if you were Moses and Aaron?
你是绝对气死的。
You'll be so angry to death.
对不对？但是摩西亚人呢，都没有反应什么，也没有写他们怎么反应。
But the Bible doesn't record Moses and Aaron's reaction.
第四节
哈。Verse 4.
首先反应的是神啊。
The Lord was the first to react.
神对摩西说了。
The Lord said to Moses,
我要将粮食呢从天降给你们。
Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you.
神也没有生气哦，这是一个 statement 哈。
God did not show his anger. He simply made a statement.
对不对？小朋友，一那个什么，还没上学校，还没毕业的小朋友哭了闹了，他对不对？他要什么就给什么了，尿片湿了就换尿片，那个肚子饿了就给奶瓶。
Before your children go to school, they are so little, they cry and complain, and you just give them whatever they want, if they, whether it's changing diapers or giving them their milk bottles.
好，我们看哈，神说要从天降粮给他们。
And God said that He will rain bread from heaven for them.
好，那百姓可以出去。
And the people shall go out.
每天说每年的份。
And gather a certain quota every day.
要听听好，然后呢？我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
That I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not.
这些百姓很奇特哦。
These people were quite peculiar.
他们的灵性其实是幼稚。
They were spiritually very immature.
跟神的交通就是跟神的在一起还不是很熟练。
Their communion with God was still very raw or immature.
我们知道小孩子越小越听话。
We know that the younger a child is, the more he is obedient.
最怕是小大人。
But the naughty ones are the children who think that they are adults.
十二三岁。
The teenagers.
他不太知道啊，又以为自己很知道啊。
They don't quite know what they don't quite know things yet, but they think they know a lot.
神事先就跟他们讲啊。
And God told them beforehand.
我要将粮食从天降给你们了。
I will rain bread from heaven for you.
神跟他们讲啊，每天收每天的份。
And they were supposed to gather a certain quota every day.
你出去 不要星期五收两份哦。
And on Fridays don't gather twice.
每天收每天的份。
And don't gather more than your the quota for that day.
也就是说，你相信不相信？每天收每天，这是规则哦。
And this is a regulation that requires the Israelites to trust that there will be food every day.
神要试试看你是不是遵守这个法度。
God wanted to test them whether they will walk in His law or not.
关键在哪里？
What is the key issue here?
第五节哈。
Verse 5.
要记住哦，你那个收玛纳是每天收每天的份哦。
Let's remember, every day they were supposed to gather just enough for that day.
第五节。
Verse 5.
到第六天。
And it shall be on the sixth day.
他们要把所收进来的预备好了。
That they shall prepare what they bring in.
你第六天出去要收几份？
On the sixth day, what were they supposed to bring in?
你很听神的话，一定你要收几份？
If you follow what God says, how much would you gather on the sixth day?
神说每天收一份，每天收每天一份，你为什么要收两份？这就是小大人的毛病啊。
God says,
我是讲真的哦。
enough for one day. So on the sixth day, yeah, you're not supposed to get more than one.
神有没有说叫他们先第六天收两份？
Did God tell them
有没有在这里
to bring home twice as much?
查经就要照着圣经走啊，你不要把后面拿到前面来。
So we need to read more carefully what the Bible says rather than look too far ahead.
再一次第四节哈。
Let's look at verse 4 again.
百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份。
The people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day.
那这个要试试看你是不是听神的话哦。
This is to test them whether they will walk according to God's word.
好，到了第六天。
On the sixth day.
好，他们要把所收进来的预备好了。
They shall prepare what they bring in.
第六天收几份？
So how much are they supposed to gather on the sixth day?
到现在为止应该收几份？
So up, if you read up to this point, how much are they supposed to gather?
收几份啊？挪亚再一次，每天收每天的份哦，每天收一份哦。
You're supposed to gather one portion every day.
要收几份
？So on the sixth day, how much are you supposed to gather?
对
，one portion.
你就神是这样说的。
This is what God says.
但是你收进来之后。
But after you bring in that one portion,
要预备
you must prepare it.
预备就是说你要煮的煮，要蒸的蒸，要用那个臼哈，锤的锤，你要看怎么样了。
So you can prepare it in many different ways, whether you cook it or steam it or pound it.
好，那完了之后呢
？And after that,
这个是神迹哦。
A miracle happens.
也是信心哦。
This also requires faith.
预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。
After they prepare it, it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
每天收每天一份哦，你星期五也是收一份哦。
So on Friday,
看你相信不相信就是了。
On Friday, you are supposed to gather the same exact same amount as other days.
你收进来。
Yeah, and after you gather it,
一份。
One portion.
不一样是你要预备。
The difference on the sixth day is that you must prepare it.
就要开始做了。
That means you must make it into food.
可以想象哦，你要做馒头的做馒头，做包子的做啊，没有包，做麻吉的做麻吉，反正锤锤就包麻吉了，不是吗
？So you process the manna into whatever form you like.
然后呢，就多出一倍来。
And then it will become twice as much. 比每天所
收的多一倍。
It shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
多一倍不是你去收的哦，这个圣经要看好啊。
So it's not saying that you are supposed to gather twice as much.
他没有叫你收两份哦。
God did not command them to gather twice as much on the sixth day.
收满了是每天收每天的份，记住。
So every day they were supposed to gather only enough for that day.
神没有说。每天说每天的份，到第六天你收两份没有啊
？God did not say gather enough for each day, but on the sixth day, gather twice as much. No, God did not say that.
这个，因为你从小就被教说星期六、星期五收两份，这是违规的。
Because you've been taught from young that on Fridays they gather twice as much, but that's actually not what the Bible says.
你是看后面拿到前面来。
Because you've used the latter part of the chapter and put it here.
记住哈，每天说每天的份。
So let's remember, every day they were supposed to gather a certain quota.
刚刚讲完第六天也是有没有说要收的？没有啊，每天第六天也是说每天的份啊。
And
same
thing on the sixth day, they were supposed to gather the same quota for that day.
好，你但是这一天特别，你回来要预备啊。
But the difference is that on the sixth day, they must prepare the manna.
在预备的时候就多一倍了。
And as they prepare,
就多一倍。
And as they prepare it, it will be twice as much.
我们看22节哈。
Let's read verse 22.
到第六天，他们收了双倍的食物。
And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread.
这对人来讲比较保险嘛，对不对？
This seems to be more human, humanly. This seems to be more reasonable by human standards.
神让他们这样做。
And God let them do what they wanted.
其实，那个收 manna 是一个恩典。
But actually, gathering of manna is a grace.
看你相信不相信。
It's a matter of whether you believe.
有两种。
There are two kinds.
一种是每天收每天的份。
The first kind is you gather the quota for that day.
这是神的最高原则了。
This is God's higher principle.
神说每天收每天的份啊，你不可以改啊。
God said gather a certain quota for each day. You cannot change that.
第六天，神没有说收两份啊，也是一样收每天的份。
And on the sixth day,、God did not say gather twice as much. God said you're supposed to gather the same amount as other days.
收进来，预备的时候就好像那寡妇的那个什么。那个一点面跟那个面是用不完，还是一点，就是，但这个是哇，变两倍。
But they were supposed to prepare it, and in the process of preparing it, it will become twice as much. It's like the miracle of the widow, who used the same amount of oil and flour, and was able to make more bread than it was supposed to be able to make.
那你也可以那个什么，收两倍，收两份。
But alternatively, the people were allowed to gather twice as much too.
你就多劳碌而已啦。
But it just means you have to work twice as hard.
准备好还是两份。
And after you prepare these two portions, you still get two portions only.
这个是很所安息日对当时来讲，他们还可以接受。
Keeping the Sabbath was something the people were able to accept.
所以，但是他们也不是一直都很有信心，就是了。
However, their faith did not persist all the time.
星期五收一份哦，不要再想，这是神的规定了、啊。你要收两份也 OK 了，你自己做的办事而已、啊。
So let's remember, on Friday you're supposed to only collect one portion, although.God allows you to collect two portions if you want. At your own expense, you have to work twice as hard.
结果一样、哦、
But the results are the same.
那安息日完之后，神叫他们守安息年、哦、
And after the Sabbath commandment, God told them to keep the Sabbath year.
从圣经看，他们没有办法接受。
But from
没有做。
Biblical records, we can see that the people failed to keep that commandment.
并且呢，更严重的不对，不是更严重，更大的恩典是禧年呐、啊。
And the greater blessing was the jubilee. 啊，
禧年就是正年的不做，并且呢，别人欠你的呀、啊，什么都免了、
啊。For one entire year.
这年吃什么
？For one entire year, they did not have to work, and whatever debts.They owed, they would be freed from the debt. So how would the people to survive during the Jubilee?
如果你算算、哦、他们从经过的那个西乃山受训完之后
If you count from the time they finished their training at Mount Sinai、
讲结果就好了
Let's go jump to the conclusion.
后来不是他们被掳巴比伦了。
Eventually, they were carried into exile to Babylon.
为什么
？Why？
其中一个原因哈。
One of the reasons.
那个历代之下最后面是告诉我们哈。
According to the end of Second Chronicles,
他说地得到安息啊。
The land received rest.
安息多久
？For how long？
七十年。
70 years.
你可以算一算哈。
And you can calculate.
好，那所以安息日对我们来讲，这是神的恩典。
So to us, the Sabbath is a blessing of God.
照常工作，但是你就可以吃到两份。
On the Sabbath, if we work the same amount the previous day, we are blessed with twice as much.
所以在训的旷野开始，神来养他们。
So in the wilderness of sin, God began to nourish them.
他们吃同样的东西。
They ate the same food.
有钱人也没有那个什么鲍鱼或是烤鸭
了。Even the wealthy did not get gourmet food.
你也不可能吃那个什么那个什么东西啊，健康食品啊，或是什么什么有机的啦，什么。
Wealthy people were not privileged to eat health foods or organic foods.
全部都一致。
All of the Israelites ate the same food.
吃什么？
What did they eat?
Manna.
Manna.
每天吃，他们第一天吃到很高兴的 manna.
They ate the same thing every day. The first day, they were so excited. This is manna.
Manna 就是满户，是不是？
What? Manhu. What in Hebrew means what?
这是什么？
What is it?
很高兴啊。
They were so excited.
所以这是他们的粮食。
This was their food.
这就是恩典。
This was the food of grace.
对我们来讲，也是一种大的恩典嘛。
And to us, it is also the grace of God.
我们现在有属灵的恩典。
So now we have the spiritual grace.
当你接受救恩的时候，
when you receive salvation,
你那种感动到老了还有嘛？
You are supposed to maintain that kind ofBeing inspired or moved all the way until you're old.
每个礼拜我们每种都有寄那个通讯嘛。
Every week the USGA sends out the e-newsletter.
前几个礼拜啊，我看到这么熟悉的一个人在那个在里面。
And a few weeks ago, I saw someone so familiar that looked so familiar on the e-newsletter.
讲四十年前的故事啊。
And he was sharing his story from 40 years ago.
他没有吃麻辣，吃到毛了。
He did not lose his thankfulness or excitement from the time he first ate manna.
在叙述神恩典的时候，他还是麻辣。
And while he was described the grace of God from 40 years ago, he was still excited as the first day he saw manna.
这就对了。
And that is the correct attitude.
那我们感谢那个每种的温馨工作。
We thank God for the literary ministry of USGA.
就是他做。
He is
很辛苦，就是
involved in this ministry.
他们用了很多的经费啊。
And they used spend a lot of money.
我们一起来祷告了。
We're gonna pray.
我们哇，祷告好，祷告到九点。
So pray until 9 o'clock.